Tonight in California, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger stood before a packed chamber of state lawmakers and told them he wants to bury the hatchet and put the political battles behind them. It was his annual State of the State address. The governor said he got it last November when voters responded to the special election he called by rejecting each of the measures he put on the ballot.
I have absorbed my defeat and I've learned my lesson. And the people who always have the last word sent a clear message. Cut the warfare, cool the rhetoric, find common ground and fix the problems together. So to my fellow Californians, I say, message received.
The governor also spelled out a massive new plan for rebuilding the state's infrastructure, his plan, he says, for building a new California. NPR's Ina Jaffe was at the Capitol building in Sacramento covering the speech, and she joins us now. First, Ina, Schwarzenegger's effort to recast his image. How did this second act play with the mostly Democratic crowd of lawmakers?
Well, I have to say that he didn't get a wildly enthusiastic response from Democrats or from members of his own party. There was plenty of applause, or frequent applause. It was polite, though, and rarely the kind of enthusiasm that you usually will hear at an event like this. Plus which, a lot of the elements of his agenda for the coming year are things that Democrats have passed out of the legislature before, and he's vetoed. So I think it remains to be seen how much the new Arnold Schwarzenegger is accepted and received by the legislature.
The big news tonight was the governor's plan to rebuild freeways and levees, to fix crumbling public schools, clean up the air, all this without a tax increase. First, let's hear a bit of what he had to say.
The people sit in gridlock on our roads. They wait for hours in our emergency rooms. They drop their children off at overcrowded schools. But again, I say to you, do not be overwhelmed. Half a century ago, our predecessors faced exactly the same challenges, but they still planned for our future. And now it is our turn.
Governor Schwarzenegger there spelling out his sweeping plan, a plan that could cost well over $200 billion. How was that received?
Well, we should point out that his staff says that only 60-some billion dollars will actually be borrowing. The rest, they plan on leveraging federal funds and partnering with the private sector. And everybody I talked to, Democrat and Republican, after the speech thought that his proposal was a little vague, that the devil will be in the details, that's a quote I've heard a lot, and that Democrats and Republicans may not agree on exactly what should be in this plan and what size it should be. The Republicans tend to be skeptical of borrowing, and the Democrats are skeptical that this can be accomplished without raising taxes, which the governor has, of course, refused to do.
Thank you, Ina.
You're welcome, Michelle.
NPR's Ina Jaffe reporting from Sacramento about Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's State of the State address in Sacramento.